Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And you know what, Rachel? Online 6 months to the day. It's our birthday.
That's sort of
anniversary.
We're 6 months
Yay.
Old.
Golf claps. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I am Rachel Martin. Coming up, it's New Music Tuesday. Our friend Lizzie Goodman is here in studio from Blender Magazine. We're going to talk also about book club information for you coming up. Yes, book club meeting. It's today. Hope you did your homework.
But first, let's get to some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Clashes between Turkish troops and Kurdish rebels have left 12 people dead and 5 injured in southeast Turkey near the border of Iraq today. The fighting follows an attack last week by the Turkish military on Kurdish rebel positions in northern Iraq. The Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, uses bases in the north of Iraq to launch attacks on targets inside Turkey. This was the first cross-border action by the Turkish military since the end of February. Big winds and snow in the middle of the United States. Residents from Colorado to Oklahoma today are grappling with the after effects of a major storm system that swept through the region yesterday. Tornadoes and high winds smashed buildings, causing flight delays and traffic pileups. Colorado State Trooper Ryan Sullivan says up to 75 vehicles were involved in a crash on Interstate 70.
We had a semi-truck and trailer lose control, ended up jackknifing and blocking the westbound lanes of I-70. From that point on, there was multiple crashes.
One person was killed in that pileup. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, residents are cleaning up after a twister there. And in Chicago, officials at O'Hare International Airport say heavy rains caused flight delays averaging about 2 hours. A new study says less than half of all U.S. students in 17 of the nation's largest cities graduate from high school. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
In Detroit, only 1 in 4 public school students graduates from high school. In Indianapolis and Cleveland, about 1 in 3. The graduation rates in 14 other cities are not much better. These are the findings of America's Promise Alliance, a group backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overall, only half of all students in the nation's 50 largest cities stay in school long enough to receive a high school diploma. In suburban and rural school systems, ninth graders are more likely to graduate in 4 years. But nationally, on-time graduation rates hover at only about 70%.
NPR's Claudio Sanchez reporting. And yesterday was an exciting day for baseball fans as most got to see their favorite teams start the season. Rain across the country delayed some games and forced the postponement of two, the Yankees-Blue Jays matchup in New York and the Rockies-Cardinals game in St. Louis. But there was no rain in Florida, where Johan Santana made his debut with a win for the Mets. In the Midwest, the Milwaukee Brewers spoiled a strong debut by Chicago Cubs Japanese import Kosei Fukudome. The outfielder had 3 hits, including a 3-run home run, but it wasn't enough to keep away the Brewers, who won in extra innings. Meanwhile, the Washington Nationals are the first team to win two games. They are only 160 games away from an undefeated season. Go Nats! That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.